At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
It's Morning Magic on Magic 106.7, and Kendra and I have been horrified at the ratings on the Yuka app that our beauty products have gotten, which were mostly poor and bad. So Kendra is trying out a natural deodorant today, and I'm the guinea pig who has to keep smelling her every five minutes.
I'm sorry. I know. Well, this is, I've known about the deodorant thing, that deodorant isn't really good for you, especially you're putting it under your arms, and it's, you know, it can lead to stuff like, you know, breast cancer, and it's not, you know, it's not good.
Right.
But the problem is the all natural stuff, and there are some famous all natural brands, they've never worked. Like, it's almost known that they don't stop you from being smelly.
Well, you know, that's the problem. That, a lot of people are just like, I'll take the chemicals because I don't want to smell. But we're on this. There's got to be one that's all natural without the aluminum and parabens and all that, that actually works.
So I went to CVS last night, and the guy at CVS probably thought I was such a weirdo. I was scanning every deodorant in the aisle, and almost every single one except for like five of them got a good rating. So every single one I kept scanning. I was like, I don't know which one. And of course, you know, the all natural ones always have the little wood grain top, or they look really all natural looking. And I've never gone to those because I'm like, I'm a stinky, sweaty person. I need all the help.
You are not a stinky, sweaty person. You say that all the time, and you've never smelled bad.
I have a thing with smells.
I know you do.
I got Jukebox. That's the one that I have now, and it has no aluminum, but we're testing it out every 5 minutes.
I'm going to see if they carry that on Amazon and what the customer ratings are. It's just like Jukebox, like a jukebox.
Yeah, that's what it just says.
Oh, Jukebox deodorant for women. Okay.
But that's the problem. I mean, if people have used a name brand or a certain brand of natural deodorant that actually stops you from being stinky. I mean, I don't want to smell like French onion soup, and I feel like that's what I'm going to smell like.
Ew.
I know, but that's
ew.
What body odor, that's what it smells like.
Stop it.
But I have such a thing with the smell, and I don't want to be the smelly kid, so I want to know if people are using...
I mean, there's got to be lots of listeners out there that use natural products that work.
I shouldn't just better, safer, I guess, deodorant is the word to use, right?
Like I think just something that doesn't have a ton of chemicals would be, because I use just like a Secret Clinical or whatever,
right.
And
I've always used
30-something rating out of 100. It wasn't bad, but it was poor, and I was like, ugh.
But all the others, like shampoos, lotions, you can get away with taking a little bit of a risk with those things if you're not sure of what it smells like or what it does.
Right.
Those are a little, you can deal with it, right?
But your underarms, it's a whole nother story.
It's like you need the permanent, the real deal solution to stop you from smelling like French onion soup.
Stop saying that. That is disgusting.
If anybody listening now has a good deodorant that is the, you know, all natural or safer deodorant to use, and it does work and it keeps you smelling nice, please, for the love of God, call us, because Sue Tab may need the help in a little bit. I'm going to have to check you.
The smeller?
Because you're my best friend. You have to.
Oh, God.